Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at Marion Local High School for the Battle of State Route 119. We're about set for the girls' varsity game coming up. Sorry we're so late starting here. We were running a little bit behind schedule, and then the boys' junior varsity game went into overtime, which unfortunately Fort Recovery did not win. But so we are way behind here, about an hour late in starting this varsity girls' game, and then it'll be followed by the boys' varsity game, which will be an hour at least behind also. Here we go with the start of the varsity game, and the tap goes to Marion Local to get things going, and we're underway here. Lady Flyers with the basketball. Rob Weaver here at the Marion Local High School, and we have a jump ball call, and the ball goes to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry, located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Vormore Family Dentistry, Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Fort Recovery with the basketball over on the right side to Cameron Mollenkamp. She has it tipped away and stolen by Marion Local. Down come the Lady Flyers with the ball. Here's a shot from outside, way off the mark, out of bounds. It should be Fort Recovery's ball, and it is. That was missed there by Chloe Ronnebaum. Again, our first quarter is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, Union City, Indiana, your Health Mart Pharmacy. That's Calp Pharmacy. Here's a shot inside by Bridget Holman. No good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Here come the Lady Flyers. No score in the game here in the early part of the first quarter. And ball's loose and picked up by Marion Local. Fort Recovery had a chance to steal it there, but Carly Niekamp couldn't quite get her mitts on the ball. Over on the left side, and Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp stole the ball away. And it goes over here to Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp on the left, dribbling in the lane, stopping. Feeds over on the baseline. Shots fired up. No good by McKenna Hillskamp. Rebound, Bridget Holman up and in. Bridget Holman gets our first basket of the evening. And the Indians are on top 2-0 here. Marion Local brings the ball up the court. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Nope, they say two. Just a two-point shot. Ava Unrest gets the basket, and Fort Recovery still tied at 2-2. Thought they were going to give the lead up there for a moment, but did not happen. Again, we'll have the varsity game coming up after this girls' varsity game, the varsity boys' game. Here's a drive to the hoop, up and no good by Bridget Holman, and she is fouled in the act of shooting, and she will be at the line for two shots. Marion Local won both of the JV contests. They won the girls' game 29-13 and won the boys' game in overtime 55-50. And we'll run down all the scoring on those games when we get to the halftime here in this girls' contest. Bridget Holman puts the free throw up and in, giving her 3 points on the night. She will have one more, and it is good. 4-2 the score. Down comes Marion Local with the basketball. Across the timeline over on the right. Backing it up, Lady Flyers, Ava Unrest. Back around the horn over on the left wing. In the corner it goes. Chloe Ronnebaum with it there. Passing back outside. Back to Ronnebaum on the left. In the lane. Shots blocked. I believe it was Holman who got her hand on it, but Marion Local came up with the ball, and there's Unrest with a three-point shot good. That makes a score 5-4 as Marion Local regains the lead here in this first quarter of action on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Stolen by Marion Local. Unrest has it down, up, and no good. Got too far underneath. Fort Recovery with a rebound. Should be an easy one for Homan. It is. Bridget Homan lays it in at the other end, giving her all six of the Indian points so far. 6-5, Fort Recovery on top. Down comes Marion Local on the left underneath. It's up, no good. Rebound back up and good, or is it? I don't think it's any good. Foul's called on Fort Recovery. Going to be two shots. Foul's whistled on Kennedy Mullenkamp, number one. And the first free throw is up and good. Unrest at the line. She has all six of the Marion Local points. One more for her. It's good again. 7-6, Lady Flyers leading our Lady Indians here in the battle of State Route 119 tonight. Indians will be taking on the St. Henry teams on Monday. We'll be there to bring you the girls' varsity and the boys' varsity games. Marion Local steals the ball from the Lady Indians. Here's a shot from the left side. It's no good. It is good. And Fort Recovery fans are claiming that the ball actually bounced off the support structure of the bank board and should not have been counted as a basket, but it was. And now the Indians turn it over. 10-6. That was Emerson Mesher who made that shot a moment ago. Bounced way up in the air. Apparently hit the support structure of the bank board, according to the Fort Recovery fans. I didn't really see it myself. And now here's a foul on Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp, number two. Coach Tyler Deitch will have a decision to make here, whether to leave her in or take her out. Going to the free throw line for Marion Local is Faith Ronnebaum, and the first one is no good. She will have one more. It's up and good. Faith Ronnebaum hits one of two to make it 11-6. Lady Indians trailing here. Marion Local scored quite a few in a row. Here is McKenna Hillscamp down the lane. Good! Nice drive by McKenna Hillscamp, getting her first basket this evening. And that makes the score 11-8. Lady Indians only down by 3 points. Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, your Health Mart Pharmacy. Here's a shot from the left. It's no good, and ball is out of bounds off of Marion Local. Missing that basket was Emerson Mesher a moment ago, and none of the Lady Flyers could chase it down, and it goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery puts it in play. Marion Local pressing full court. They knock it away, and they step out of bounds. Unrest did while she had knocked the ball away. So Fort Recovery keeps possession. Cameron Mullenkamp will toss it in to Sister Kennedy. Kennedy with the basketball. On the left, going to the hole, puts it up and got it. Kennedy Mullenkamp, her first basket of the evening. It's 11-10 now. Fort Recovery down by 1 point here. Marion Local with the basketball. Over on the right it goes to Maya Eckstein. She'll pass it off on the right wing to Emerson Mesher. And Marion Local just threw it out of bounds. Miscommunication there between Unrest and Mesher. And so Fort Recovery gets the ball on the turnover. Rob Weaver here, and our studio producer with the radio station, WPGW, is Nate Crispin. Anthony Reisner and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Kennedy Mullenkamp across the timeline, drives, fires, and misses. And there's a foul called on Marion Local. It'll be Mollenkamp going to the line for two shots. This could put the Lady Indians out on top here. Battle of Route 119, second year of this tournament. Free throws up and no good. One more, it's good. So Kennedy gets one of two to tie it at 11-11. And down comes Marion Local with the basketball. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. All you have to do is sign up at a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist for their weekly prescription program. It's a great program. Shot from the top of the key is no good by Chloe Ronnebaum of Marion Local. Goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it up. Mollenkamp comes down across the timeline. Dribbling to the left, feeds over to Bridget Homan. Homan in the lane, up and good. Nice drive by Homan, and we have an injury for one of the Marion Local Flyers. That is Homan's eighth point of the game. And limping out of the game is Chloe Ronnebaum, who already had a knee brace on, so that does not look good for her. Marion Local with the ball on the right side. Lady Indians lead by two, 13-11. Pass on the left side. That's Emerson Mesher with it. Over to Unrest. Ava goes into the lane, dribbled it off her foot, but Marion Local comes back up with it and misses the shot inside. Rebound McKenna Hillskamp. Hillskamp down to Kennedy. Mollenkamp lays it up and, oh, missed the shot. Rebound tipped around and Marion Local comes away with it. What a golden opportunity we missed out on there, that's for sure. Unrest on the left, over on the wing, and the ball's out of bounds. They say it was tipped out by Kennedy Mollenkamp out of the fingertips of Emerson Mesher. Pass comes in to Ava Unrest. Marion Local, Fort Recovery tonight in varsity girls basketball, followed by varsity boys basketball. We'll have both games for you here. Girls just started. We started over an hour late, and we apologize for that, but the games just ran late, number one, and then we had an overtime for the junior varsity boys who ended up losing that 55-50. Marion Local has the ball here. Pass comes inbounds. Out front with it. Unrest firing a three. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Bridget Homan. Homan is really, again, improving game by game. Up and in by Bridget. Homan makes it 10 points for her tonight. It's 15-11, Lady Indians on top. And Homan is only a sophomore, and she is just showing all kinds of improvement. Marion Local with the ball. Out front with it. Unrest dribbling the basketball, guarded by McKenna Hillskamp. On the left, there is Natalie Evers. Unrest has it again. Between the circles, back to the left, threw it away. Miscommunication there. Ava says, that's my fault. And throwing an errant pass there, so Fort Recovery gets it back. Cameron Mollenkamp will toss it in. Oh, threw it away. Rebound comes to, or the ball comes to Marion Local. Unrest missed two shots, and there's a long shot at the horn by Kennedy Mollenkamp. No good, and the first quarter comes to a halt with Fort Recovery leading the Marion Local Flyers by a score of 15-11 after one. Nice finish there for the Lady Indians. We'll be back in just a moment here at Marion Local.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. from lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Calp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Calp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at the home of the Marion local Flyers, I'm Rob Weaver with the broadcast tonight. Glad to have you tuned in. On the left side it goes to Marion local's Emerson Mesher. Back out front to Chloe Ronnebaum, who's back in the game. Shot from the right side is air ball by Marion local's Kaylin Toby. In the lane now. Shots fired up. No good by Ronnebaum. Rebound, Fort Recovery's Cameron Mullenkamp. Over to McKenna Hillscamp on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Marion local. And Chloe Ronnebaum will bring it up. 15-11 score. Lady Indians up by 4 points here. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have their handicap medical equipment in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you're in need of handicap medical equipment, they have it all or can get it for you at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park Calp Pharmacy Medical Equipment Center. Shots fired up and good by Marion local, by Chloe Ronnebaum. That makes it 15-13. Here's a three-pointer. It's no good by the Indians, by Bridget Holman. Rebound, Kennedy Mullenkamp up, no good. Rebound's on the deck. And out of bounds it goes. It's going to be given to, well, Marion local. But that might have, should have gone the other way, but they didn't call it that way. Second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Out front with the basketball. Around the horn, over on the right to Unrest. Fires a three, missed it. Rebound comes down to Marion local. Back up, no good. Back up, no good. And the foul's called on Fort Recovery. As Faith Ronnebaum had a couple of rebounds there, and she was fouled on the second shot. Coach of the Lady Indians is Tyler Deitch. Free throws up and no good off the front of the rim. She will have one more. And that's no good. That was a clunker. So she's only one for four from the free throw line tonight. Is Faith Ronnebaum. Fort Recovery gets the basketball out of bounds. Left side to Carly Niekamp. Carly has not taken a shot yet tonight. And over on the left to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kenneth McKenna Hillscamp trying to find Kennedy on the left wing. And the pass was a little too high and out of bounds. Down comes Marion local with the basketball. The Flyers of Marion local. Here's a shot from three-point land. It's no good. Rebound comes to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna feeds down to Kennedy Mullenkamp, racing down to the hole. It's blocked, and a foul's going to be called on Marion local. Looks like that was called on, I think. Well, they call that on Faith Ronnebaum. I didn't think she was the one that fouled, but that's what the officials said. To the line goes Kennedy Mullenkamp with two shots. First one is no good. She will have one more. Again, following this game, we will have the game between Fort Recovery and Marion local in boys basketball. Second one is good.
points.
That makes a score 16-13 now. Again, Monday night we'll have the varsity games between Fort Recovery and St. Henry in the, State Route 119 tournament. Marion Local with the basketball. They trail by three, 16-13. Here's Unrest going in and scoring. Nice move by Ava Unrest. She has a total now of 9 points on the evening. Down comes McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna lost the ball. She was double-teamed there, and it got knocked away. Marion Local comes down, stops, fires, and misses. Rebound picked up by Bridget Holman. She has it knocked away, stolen by the Lady Flyers. So back and forth we go here. Ava Unrest way out front, out to the center circle. Sets up the offense. 16-15, Lady Indians on top by one. 4:52 to go here in the second quarter. Inside in the lane, there's a turnaround shot. Oh, nice shot, but she missed it. That was Maya Eckstein. Down comes Holman. Feeds over to Carling Niekamp inside, and she is tied up. It'll be a jump ball. Very nice crowd on hand here tonight on this Saturday night. Here comes the inbounds pass for Fort Recovery to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Bridget Holman, right side to Carly Niekamp. Carly drives in, fires the shot. No good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Back outside, a battle for it. Marion Local comes down with the ball, and it's up and good. Maya Eckstein scoring for Marion Local. Here's McKenna Hillscamp. She misses a three. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Ball is fought for. It's loose. And what do we got? Timeout's called. Timeout's called for Fort Recovery. So, 17-16, Lady Indians trailing by one. Timeout is called. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They have the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Also, look over their endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. Lady Indians have the ball after calling timeout with the basketball, and there's a foul called on Marion Local. Kennedy Mollenkamp was virtually knocked down by Ronnebaum. It was Chloe Ronnebaum. It's her first foul of the evening. Kennedy Mollenkamp will come out of the game. Let's see, I'm trying to figure out who. I think Emma Smits came in for her. So Smits in the lineup now for the Lady Indians. Carly Niekamp with the basketball. On the left side, back over on the right. McKenna Hillscamp, three-point shot, won't go. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. McKenna Hillscamp has it. Carly Niekamp got the rebound and popped it over to McKenna. McKenna has the ball knocked away. And here's the ball given to Smits. She puts it up no good. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Down come the Lady Flyers, leading by one. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to Marion Local. Tipped out of bounds there by Carly Niekamp. Inbounds pass comes to Ava Unrest. Unrest on the left. Three-point shot is no good. And Marion Local chases down the rebound. Over on the left it goes. There's a three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. missing that basket was Emerson Mesher. Carly on the right to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna. Yeah, lost the ball. Down comes Marion Local with the basketball. Up and no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. As missing that shot was Maya Eckstein for Marion Local. Carly Niekamp to Cameron Mullenkamp to Carly. Carly works her way to the right side, down the lane, feeding back over on the left to Cameron Mullenkamp. McKenna Hillscamp back over on the left to Emma Smits. Here's a drive by Cameron Mullenkamp. Can't get it to go down. Couldn't get it up over the rim. Rebound comes to Marion Local. They lead by one, 17-16 here. A very low scoring second quarter. Score at the end of one was Fort Recovery leading 15-11. Here's a shot up and good by Marion Local. Maya Eckstein gets her fourth point tonight. That makes it 19-16. Lady Flyers leading by three. McKenna Hillscamp with the basketball. We just can't seem to get McKenna going on offense. Cameron Mullenkamp out front. Right side it goes to Carly Niekamp. And shots up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call that on Natalie Evers. Carly has not scored yet tonight, so her chance to score here on two free throws coming up. And McKenna, it's just not been tonight. We just can't get her going at all this season. Carly led us in scoring the other night against Delphi St. John's. I think she had 21 points in that game, but she misses the free throw here, still looking for her first point. This is up and no good again. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Down come the Lady Flyers with the basketball. Over on the right side it goes to Natalie Evers. Back out front, Unrest. Ava Unrest looking for a teammate. Goes back to Evers on the right wing. Evers dribbling the ball. Now feeds going down the lane. It's up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. As a nice play there by Marion Local, but Chloe Ronnebaum couldn't get the ball to go down. But she is fouled. Going to call the foul on Fort Recovery's McKenna Hillscamp. Chloe Ronnebaum at the line, and she got the first one. She'll have one more. Once again, for the finest in farm machinery service for your farm machinery, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They're expert technicians. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Second free throw is no good. So the score is 20-16. Lady Indians down by four. Carly Niekamp brings it up. Passing back outside to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Down to a minute to go in the second quarter. Oh, almost lost by Bridget Holman. She got it back. Outside to Cameron Mullenkamp. The Holman three-point shot. No good. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound Marion Local. Ava Unrest with it. Back outside it goes to Ronnebaum. Chloe Ronnebaum underneath. Over on the left to Evers. Back outside. Three-point shot is missed. That was missed by Kaylin Toby. And Lady Indians come down with the rebound. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. Lady Indians with the ball. Carly Niekamp up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call Chloe Ronnebaum with the foul there. So Carly was just at the line a moment ago, went 0 for 2. She'll try again. Dribbles the basketball. Yeah, it's no good. She will have one more. Come on, Carly, get your body going here. 0 for 3 at the line. No points at all tonight for Carly Niekamp. This is up, and it's finally goes in. Carly gets her first point. Maybe that'll get her going. 20-17, 12 seconds to go in the half. On the left to Chloe Ronnebaum. Passing over on the right. There's a three-point shot. Good. Kaylin Toby hits her first basket of the night, a three. And that gives Marion Local a six-point lead at halftime, 23-17 as the time has expired. Again, a big thank you to K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Kenny and Todd and all the crew there at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you coming up in a moment. 23-17 the score. Lady Flyers on top by six.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed infusion treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile IV medications compounded on our premises. We do insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, reporting to health care providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver back here at Marion Local High School. The battle of Route 119 going on tonight. The varsity teams for the girls and boys of Fort Recovery and Marion Local playing here this evening. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Thanks to Neil Spencer of FortRecoveryRadio.com, Anthony Reichner of FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Nate Christman of our radio station for being the studio producers tonight. I'm Radio Rob, Rob Weaver with you with the broadcast this evening. Okay, the girls game. We're in the halftime of the girls varsity game here. We started an hour late this evening, so again, we apologize for that, but obviously we had no control over that. Things just ran long today. Plus, the boys junior varsity game went into overtime. Here in the varsity game, Fort Recovery led 15-11 at the first quarter, but we could only muster 2 points in the second half, or the second quarter, rather. 2 points in the second quarter to make the score at halftime. Marion Local 23 and Fort Recovery 17. Lady Indians down by six at the half, being outscored 12-2 in that second quarter. For Fort Recovery, we're being led by Bridget Homan, who has 10 points. She has 4 2-point baskets and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 4 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp on a 2-point basket and was 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 4. McKenna Hillskamp has 2 points on a 2-point goal. And Carly Niekamp only has 1 point on 1 out of 4 at the free throw line. I think I can guarantee you that you're going to see an increase in Carly Niekamp's output in the second half, which should help us get back to maybe get that lead back here. We trail by 6, 23-17. For Marion Local, they're led by Ava Unrast, who had 9 points. I think those might have all come in the first quarter. 9 points for Ava Unrast. She had 2 2-point baskets, a 3, and 2 out of 2 at the line. Chipping in with 4 points, Maya Eckstein on 2 2-point baskets. 2 points, 3 points for Kaylin Toby. She hit the very last shot of the half, right at the buzzer, to expand the Marion Local lead. She had a 3-pointer there right at the end of the half, which that really hurt. Made the lead go to 6 instead of 3. Emerson Mesher had 3 points on a 3-point goal. Chloe Ronnebaum had 3 points on a 2-point basket and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 3. And Faith Ronnebaum had 1 point. She was 1 out of 4 at the free throw line this evening. So the score at halftime, it's 23-17, Marion Local leading. We'll be back with the junior varsity wrap-up for you coming up here in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With 4 easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with 4-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Halftime here, the varsity game between the Fort Recovery and the Marion Local girls. Again, Marion Local leads 23-17. In the junior varsity game, it was Marion Local winning 29-13 this evening. Lady Indians got way behind early, trailing 10-0 at the first quarter. Trailed 19-8 at halftime. 29-10 at the end of three, and the final score was 29-13. Marion Local winning by 16 points. Fort Recovery was led in the junior varsity game by Brooke Benn with 5 and 2 points for Paisley Hart, Maddie Shaneline, and Kendall Ranley. And then 2 points for Emma Smits, who also played some JV. Marion Local was led by Kylie Shaneline with 8, 7 for Gina Bruns, 5 for Maria Mesher and 2 for Molly Bruns. In the boys' game tonight, it was Marion Local winning in overtime 55-50 in the JV game. Fort Recovery trailed at the first quarter 12-6. Led at halftime 24-21. Led after 3, 36-35. It was 48-all at the end of regulation, with Colton Thompson hitting a 3 right at the buzzer to tie it up at 48-all. And then Fort Recovery was outscored in the overtime to lose 55-50. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Hudson Overman with 17. Douglas Benn had 14. Colton Thompson at 11. Marion Local was led by Marcus Sweeterman with 19. Was Isaac Moeller with 13. And Brennan Hess had 12. So that was a little bit on the JV games tonight. We're underway here in the second half. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms. Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp steals the ball. 23-17, Lady Indians down by 6. Need to start carving away at this lead now. And there's going to be a violation. I don't know what she called. I have no idea what she called. Violation is called on Fort Recovery, though, so Marion Local gets the basketball. Ava Unrest over on the left it goes. Now down in the left corner. Back along the lane, shots up, and good. Maya Eckstein scoring her 6th point this evening. That makes it an 8-point lead, which is the biggest lead of the game for Marion Local, 25-17. Stay tuned between games. We hope to have a brief conversation with Coach Bob Leverett. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left. She'll drive in. It's no good. And there's a foul called on Marion Local. So Kennedy will go to the line for a couple of shots. She has 4 points in the game so far. Tying her shoelace. Again, our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry. Also nearby Rossburg and Coldwater, Ohio. That's Cooper Farms. Free throw is good. Bounced around for a while, finally went in. Check out the many employment opportunities that are available at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Free throws up and good by Kennedy. Got them both. Gives her 6 points on the evening now. And she is 4 out of 6 at the free throw line now with those two. Marion Local with the basketball. Cross-court pass over here on the right to Chloe Ronnebaum, and she threw it away. Fort Recovery will have the basketball. It'll be Cameron Mollenkamp tossing it in. There's another young lady I've been waiting to break the ice on. Her offense is Cameron Mollenkamp. I think she's really capable of doing a lot more than what she's been doing so far this year. But she'll get there. Carly Niekamp on the right side to McKenna Hillscamp. Back out to Carly. Cameron Mollenkamp with the ball, top of the key. Kennedy Mollenkamp drives in and scores. Kennedy Mollenkamp, the leading scorer for the Lady Indians. She has 8 points now on the evening, and his second leading scorer tonight is Bridget Homan, has 10. Bridget has yet to score here in the second half. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Over on the left side, back on the right. Ava Unrast with it. She'll drive in and miss. Got her own rebound and scored. Nope. Check that. It was not Ava. It was Maya Eckstein who got the rebound and scored. 27-21, back to a 6-point lead. So we had it down to 4 there for a moment. Kennedy Mollenkamp lost the ball. and they say it went off of Marion Local. So Lady Indians will keep the basketball. Again, Monday night, these two, St. Henry and Fort Recovery will be playing in varsity girls and boys basketball Monday night. Kennedy Mollenkamp on a three. Nope, they only gave her two. Only gave her two. I thought for sure that was a three. She still has 10 points on the night. That makes the score a four-point lead now, 27-23. Marion Local with the ball, leading by four. In the lane it goes, and shots blocked by Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's loose, picked up by McKenna Hillskamp. She'll feed down to Cameron Mollenkamp. Oh, it's knocked away and stolen by Unrest of Marion Local. Lady Flyers come down in the lane. Turnaround shots up, no good. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. As it was Maya Eckstein missing that turnaround shot right in front of the basket. Fort Recovery has the ball. Cameron Mollenkamp. Right side it goes to McKenna Hillskamp out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on the Lady Indians. Untouched by Marion Local. And basically untouched by Fort Recovery. Four-point lead, 3:50 to go in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Lady Indians down by four. Maya Eckstein with the ball. Gives over to Unrest, fires it up, and missed it. Rebound back up, missed it. Rebound. And we've got jump ball called. Going to go to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp will toss it in here. Comes into McKenna Hillskamp. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy brings it up across the timeline. Lady Indians down by four, 27-23. Kennedy Mollenkamp has kept us in this game. Bridget Holman on the right. There is McKenna Hillskamp. Misses it again. Three-point shot will just not go down for her. Now there's a foul on the rebound on Fort Recovery on Carly Niekamp. Only one on Carly so far. So Lady Flyers have the ball back here. No pressure by Fort Recovery. It's good half-court defense for them. On the left side it goes on the wing over there to Chloe Ronnebaum. Ava Unrest on the right. Back to Ronnebaum on the left. Three-point shot. Good. Chloe Ronnebaum gets a three, and that puts the lead back to seven at 30-23. Bridget Holman with the ball. She is tied up. That goes to Marion Local. .240 remaining here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in good old Fort Recovery, St. Henry. Oh, it was a nice shot by Chloe Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum on a little hook shot goes in. Cooper Farms also in Coldwater and Rossburn and many other area communities in the state of Ohio. Right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Comes into the lane, feeds off on the left to McKenna Hillskamp. She tries to find Carly Niekamp, knocked back to McKenna, knocked away again, and Marion Local comes up with the basketball. Down to Unrest on a three, doesn't go in. Rebound, Carly Niekamp, knocked away from her. Back up by Chloe Ronnebaum, and she missed it. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Come on, ladies, let's get a basket here. Mollenkamp comes down across the timeline. Kennedy looking for a teammate, backs it up. Gives over to Carly Niekamp. Carly dribbling the ball in the lane, back up and in. There we go. That cuts the lead back to seven. They did have it at 9 points a moment ago, which was their biggest lead of the game. Carly Niekamp hits about a five-footer to make it 32-25, Lady Indians, trailing by seven. And McKenna Hillskamp no. Check that. Timeout's called by Marion Local. Timeout by Marion Local with 1:08 to go in this, again, third quarter of play. Fort Recovery trails by 7, 32-25. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this here on PG-14, J Country 101 Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna spreads. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pool type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And here we go. Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp comes down and lays it in. Stole the ball and lays it in. Way to go, Carly. She gets two baskets here. That makes the lead at 5 points, 32-27. Marion Local leading by five. And Carly Niekamp knocks it away and steals it again. Here she comes racing down, puts it up, and scores again. 32-29, a three-point game. What did I tell you a few moments ago? Carly Niekamp's going to be a difference maker in this second half. And so far she has. She knocked it away again. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Steal caused by Carly Niekamp. Carly gets the ball back. Passing over to Bridget Homan. Down to 18 seconds. Kennedy Mollenkamp drives, fires, hits. Kennedy Mollenkamp makes it a one-point game. 32-31. We trailed by nine just about a minute ago. Unrasked with the ball. Back outside. There's a shot, no good, and that's the end of the half. Fort Recovery has cut the lead to 1 point. 32-31. We came in this quarter with a halftime deficit of 6 points. Again, Marion Local led by nine just about a minute ago. And we've cut that lead down to 1 point, 32-31. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, a reminder, check out all the job opportunities available for you at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back in a moment from Marion Local High School at Maria Stein, Ohio, right after this.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinze 5000 Series electric drive row unit. Purposely designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek styled and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations from meters to closing wheels, trash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinze Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
Action back ends. Kennedy Mollenkamp just missed a shot, and they say she stepped on the end line as she got the rebound. So it'll be Marion Local's basketball back here. We're only down by one. Marion Local with the ball. Ava Unrast with it. Feeds over on the left wing to Chloe Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum back out to Ava. Unrest dribbling to the right, guarded by McKenna Hillskamp. Over on the right wing. Back on the left to Ronnebaum. Chloe Ronnebaum dribbling out front. Right side it goes. Shots blocked by Bridget Homan. And Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp came down with the rebound. Down comes Carly with the basketball. Ooh, almost thrown away, but Cameron Mollenkamp picks it up. right side of McKenna Hills camp. McKenna Hills camp over to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp almost lost the ball. Almost lost it, but didn't. To Bridget Homan. Homan dribbling, spinning in the lane. Feeds on the right to Cameron Mollenkamp into Kennedy Mollenkamp. Out to Bridget Homan. They're going to call her for traveling with the ball. Tough call. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. On State Route 119, just down from the Fort Recovery High School. Broadcasting for you the tournament of State Route 119 tonight. The battles between Marion Local and Fort Recovery. And there's a foul called on Carly Niekamp. Nope, they say it's on McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna Hillskamp instead. So going to the free throw line for Marion Local will be Maya Eckstein with two shots. First one is good. That makes the lead 2 points, 33-31. This baby's anybody's ball game here. This one's up and good. Got them both. That makes it a three-point lead. 6:14 left to go here. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. Fort Recovery will have it. We're in the fourth and final quarter, brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Oh, almost over and back. Cameron Mollenkamp to Kennedy. That was close. Back over to Cameron Mollenkamp. Right side to Carly Niekamp. Back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Bridget Homan to Cameron Mollenkamp. And a foul's called on Marion Local. Going to say that was whistled on Maya Eckstein. Again, our next Fort Recovery broadcast Monday night. We'll have the doubleheader between St. Henry and Fort Recovery in the Battle of State Route 119 tournament from the Fortside Fieldhouse on Monday. Get out and support the kids. Fort Recovery threw it away. Cameron Mollenkamp thought that Bridget Homan was going to pop out, and instead she went the other way. And there was nobody there to catch the ball. Out of bounds it went. Turnover, Lady Indians. Down by three, 34-31. In the final quarter, a lot of time left. Stolen by Carly Niekamp. Down to McKenna Hills camp. Lays it up and missed it. And the ball's knocked around, and they're going to call. Oh, my. They're going to say that McKenna Hills camp was out of bounds and came back inbounds. And could not do that. That was a tough call. Anyway, Marion Local has the ball on the turnover. Here's a drive to the hoop. No good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. I think Carly Niekamp got called for the foul. And no, it's not. It's on McKenna. That's number four on McKenna Hillskamp. At the line is Maya Eckstein. The first one's good. She'll have one more. That gives her 11 points on the night. So Emma Smits comes in, and McKenna Hillskamp will take a brief rest anyway. One more for Eckstein. Got it. She is 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. 5-point lead now. It was down to one. Carly Niekamp comes down. Back outside to Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes to the right, backs it up. Now goes back forward. Right side to Carly Niekamp. Carly back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp will back it up. Feeds over on the right to Carly Niekamp. Cameron Mollenkamp on the wing. Back out to Carly. Carly will feed on the left side to Bridget Homan. intercepted by Unrest of Marion Local. Turnover on the Lady Indians. There's a foul call on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Lead is 5 now with only 4:22 left to go. There's still plenty of time, but Indians have hit a drought here last few minutes. We came into the quarter with 31 points, and that's where we have now. Here's a foul called on Bridget Holman as Marion Local got the ball back in play. And they're going to call, they're going to say Chloe Ronnebaum will be at the line with 2 shots. Fort Recovery wants to call timeout. Timeout, Lady Indians. Coach Tyler Deitch. We're in the fourth quarter on the Hall Brothers scoreboard. 36-31. Marion Local leads by 5.
It's time for year-end savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited-time offer. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Rob Weaver back here at the Marion Local High School. The battle of State Route 119 going on tonight. Fort Recovery trailing Marion Local 36-31. It's up and good at the line by Ronnebaum, Chloe Ronnebaum. She is now 2 out of 3 at the line tonight. One more for her, and this one's no good. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will come down across the timeline. After this game, we'll have the boys' game coming up, so stay tuned for that. And stolen away again by Marion Local. We threw it away underneath, trying to get the ball inside. Marion Local with the basketball, leading 37-31. 6-point lead. 3:45 to go in the game. Cross-court pass over on the left side. Back out top to Unrest. Gina Bruns is in the game now for Marion Local. Unrest, top of the key. Right side to Chloe Ronnebaum. And underneath it goes. Shots fired up and a foul's called on Bridget Homan. Getting the ball inside there was Faith Ronnebaum, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. So she'll be at the line. She is only 1 out of 4 so far tonight, so hopefully she'll miss these two. And it's good on the first one. She'll have one more. That makes it a 7-point game. Their biggest lead in this game was 9 points. That was in the third quarter. And this one is no good this time, but rebound. Marion Local up and in on the rebound by Maya Eckstein on the missed free throw. So they end up getting a 3-point play out of it. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Indians down by 9 again, and only 3 minutes left in the game. Right side to McKenna Hillscamp. She looks to pass it off and intercepted by Marion Local. Turnover, Lady Indians is not looking very promising right now. We had it down to a 1-point game at the end of the third quarter, but this has been a disaster for us here. And there's a foul called on McKenna Hillscamp, and she is fouled out. McKenna leaves the game. No, take that back. They call called on Cameron Mullenkamp. So McInnis stays alive for a little longer. Free throws up and good by Faith Ronnebaum. She will have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is good. 42-31. There's your biggest lead of the game so far. Lady Indians down by 11. Only 2:30 to go in the basketball game. Stay tuned after this game. We'll have for you coming up the varsity boys game. Outside, Bridget Holman with it. Drives down the lane, and there's a foul called on Marion Local. It's not a shooting foul, so it'll be out of bounds. And yeah, it's going to be Cameron Mullenkamp tossing it in. Comes in to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy looking. Baseline. Dribbling to the baseline. Double teamed, in trouble. And they're going to be timeout called by Coach Tyler Deitch to save possession. Timeout with 2:02 to go in the game. Lady Indians down by 11, 42-31. Not very promising right now. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at Marion Local High School. I'm so old that I can remember doing games from their old gym they had here before they built this gym. That's been a long time ago. McKenna Hillscamp on a three. There we go. Finally, McKenna Hillscamp gets a three, her first basket of the game. Actually, I take that back, her second basket of the game. She had a two-pointer earlier on. So it's 42-34. Down to an eight-point game. We need to make some steals and make some things happen here. That's how we got back in the game a moment ago. And at the end of the third quarter, we made some steals and scored layups off of them and got back to within 1 point after trailing by nine. We trail by eight here, and there's a turnover on Marion Local, Fort Recovery, with the ball. Traveling is called. McKenna Hillscamp will bring it up across the timeline. Over to Cameron Mullenkamp. Need some shots, gals. Trailed by a bunch of points here. There's McKenna Hillscamp. Right side, Bridget Holman. Holman drives, puts it up, and missed it. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Bridget will be at the line for two shots. So far tonight, she's 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Again, Hall Brothers Incorporated are very fine. Fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Don't forget, Hall Brothers has outstanding service for your farm machinery. And they have a super parts department as well. You'll find what you need at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. First free throw is good by Bridget Holman. She'll have one more. And it is no good this time. Rebound comes to Marion Local. It's a seven-point game. Boy, that would have cut it to six. That would have been nice. Down comes Marion Local all the way up, no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local again. And timeout, Marion Local. 42-35, a seven-point game. Marion Local leads with timeout. And the time on the clock, only 52 seconds left. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back here at Marion Local High School. Yeah, we used to have a little Cracker Box gym here at Marion Local before they built this new gym. And this gym's been here for a long time now. And what do we got? A foul on Carly Niekamp. It'll be two shots for Marion Local. They're in the bonus, so that doesn't help us to foul. At the line goes Maya Eckstein with two shots. It's good. She is 5 out of 5 at the free throw line tonight, so she is not the one to foul. She will have one more. Good again. 6 out of 6 for Maya Eckstein. It's back to a 9-point lead, 44-35, and Fort Recovery just threw it away. Marion Local with the ball. Faith Ronnebaum back over on the right. Ball's tipped by Fort Recovery. It's loose. Unrask came up with it for Marion Local. Over to Chloe Ronnebaum, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Two free throws coming for Chloe Ronnebaum. She's a pretty decent free thrower as well. 30 seconds left, 44-35. Lady Indians down by 9 points. Free throw's no good. Well, whatever. We need to get the ball down and get the shot up in a hurry here. This is good. Chloe has 7 points tonight. Carly Niekamp on the right fires the shot up. Missed it. Rebound, and they're going to say foul on Bridget Holman. Guess so. Yep. And we'll walk to the other end to shoot free throws. Number 4 on Bridget Holman. At the line will be Chloe Ronnebaum again. First one's up and good. Again, stay tuned. After this game, we'll have the game between Fort Recovery and Marion Local in boys basketball. This one's good again. She has 9 points now. Underneath, up and good by Bridget Holman. Timeout, Lady Indians. We'll be back.
Need a tough and reliable workhorse? Discover the Kubota RTVX series at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. These rugged utility vehicles handle any job, whether on the farm or at the job site. With a powerful engine, spacious cargo bed, and versatile features, the RTVX series is built to get things done. Experience the durability and comfort you need. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home your Kubota RTVX series utility vehicle. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your trusted partner for quality Kubota equipment.
Well, disappointing fourth quarter. We've only scored 6 points in the quarter. Came in trailing by only one. Marion Local scored 15 in the quarter. That's not a formula for victory. Tossing it in here will be Kaylin Toby. And now what? I guess nothing. I guess we're ready to go. Toby will toss it in. Unrest comes up with the ball. Feeds back out here to Toby. Now down the court it goes. That's your ball game. Final score. Fort Recovery losing to Marion Local 47-37 here this evening in varsity play. Well, we'll be back to wrap it up in a moment here on PG 14, J Country 101. Thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated, our Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery, for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this break.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Marion Local High School, well, Marion Local wins the first varsity game tonight between Fort Recovery and Marion Local. Final score was 47-37. Lady Indians led at the end of the first quarter, 15-11, got off to a pretty decent start. And then trailed at halftime, 23-17, only scoring 2 points in the second quarter. In the third quarter, we got down by 9 points, but with some steals and some layups, came back to within one by the end of the third quarter, 32-31, Marion Local on top. But the fourth quarter was pretty much all Marion Local as they outscored us 15-6 in the final quarter, won the game by 10, 47-37. Leading the way for the Lady Indians was Bridget Homan with 13 points. She had 10 of those in the first half. She ended up with a total of 5 2-point goals and also had 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 13 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp had 12 points, including several in the time there when we came back from 9 points down to cut it to a 1-point deficit. 12 points again for Kennedy Mollenkamp. She had a total of 4 2-point goals and was 4 out of 6 at the free throw line for her 12 points. Carly Niekamp had 7, only 1 in the first half. She had 3 2-point goals in the second half and was 1 out of 4 at the free throw line in that first half of play. And McKenna Hillskamp ended up with 5 points on the evening. She finally got a 3-pointer to go down for her. She can, if she gets on a streak, she can hit those 3-pointers very, very quickly. But she only got one to fall tonight, and that was in the second half. She also had a 2-point goal for 5 points total for McKenna. So 13 for Bridget Homan, 12 for Kennedy Mollenkamp, 7 for Carly Niekamp, and 5 for McKenna Hillskamp. For the victorious Lady Flyers, they were led in scoring by Maya Eckstein with 16. She had 12 of those in the second half of play. She had a total of 5 2-point goals and was 6 out of 6 at the free throw line for her 16 points. That's followed up by Chloe Ronnebaum with 12. Chloe had a total of 2-point baskets, 2 2-point baskets, a 3, and then the rest of them were free throws for her 12 points. 9 points for Ava Unrast, and take that back, 10 points for Ava Unrast. Let me figure up hers again here. Nope, she only had 9 points. 9 points for Ava Unrest on 2 2-point baskets, a 3, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 9. Then some others contributed. Faith Ronnebaum had 4 points on four free throws. It was Emerson Mesher on 3 points on the three-point goal. Kaylin Toby had 3 points on a three-point goal. It was the last shot of the second quarter to expand the lead from 3 points to 6 points at halftime. And those were your scores for Marion Local. Again, Maya Eckstein was 16, 12 for Chloe Ronnebaum, 9 points for Ava Unrest, 3 apiece for Kaylin Toby, Emerson Mesher, and Chloe Ronnebaum, and again, 4 points for Faith Ronnebaum. So that's the way the varsity scoring went tonight. We're going to stay tuned. We're going to talk with Coach Bobby Leverett of the Fort Recovery Indians boys basketball team coming up here in just a moment on Jay Country 101 Radio, right after we pause for this message from Cal Pharmacy.
Hi, this is your...